And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. It's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and I've asked Jeffrey to come back on the show because Jeffrey is one of these guys that's going to resonate with you. And let me just start with some of his background. The guy did the seven-year plan in college because part of his journey in college was he had to work, and he worked in construction, he worked heavy equipment. He did a lot of things he needed to do in order to get through college because somebody in his life that he respected told him that the secret to financial freedom was to go to college, get good grades, get into the workforce. So he followed that advice, and he found himself working in a career where he was essentially, now you're, this is going to resonate with a lot of you listening. He was working in a career where his job required him to work literally 7:30 in the morning to 5:30 at night, 5 days a week, not including the times that he had to come in on the weekends. And, you know, he was trying to be a part of his family. He's married to a beautiful lady by the name of Carla. He had two kids at that time frame, and he was tired of working for the weekend. I mean, you know, to quote a song, but that's literally what he did. So he had a friend who is a Lifestyles Unlimited member who introduced him to the Lifestyles Unlimited community. So Jeffrey came and took a look at what we do, and he decided to become a member. And his game plan was this. He was going to just buy one or two houses and fix them up and then, you know, get the income off of those houses. And he felt that he would be good to go. But that wasn't good enough for Jeffrey, because what he realized was he had a formula in his hand, literally a roadmap to success. So he started following that roadmap. Those one or two houses became 12 different houses. And then he started investing in multifamily assets. He invested passively with other Lifestyles Unlimited members. And then he got the bug. He got the real bug, because he realized that he could do the lead investor route of what we do at Lifestyles Unlimited. So he went out and became a lead investor. He bought one multifamily asset, and then he bought another, and then he bought another, and then he bought another. And he's currently in the process of buying a fifth asset. Now, we can't talk about that particular property because SEC laws basically say there's only certain amounts of information we can put out. So what I want you to take away from my conversation with you is the fact that the guy's been busy owning and operating Lifestyles Unlimited types of properties as a lead investor. And most importantly, he's had other Lifestyles Unlimited members come onto his team and invest with him. Now, to sweeten the pot, Jeffrey also raised his hand a couple of years ago and said, you know what? I would like to help other people. And as we had some Lifestyles Unlimited multifamily mentors decide to hang up their spurs and just enjoy the retired life, we looked to Jeffrey and we said, Jeffrey, you want to help other people. Why don't you become a mentor? And without a second thought, he said, you know what? That's exactly in my lane. That's exactly what I want to do. So Jeffrey also serves the Lifestyles Unlimited community as a multifamily mentor. As a matter of fact, he's a guy that mentors me. He gives me insight and advice on what I should do as I am currently on a path to becoming a lead investor myself. So with no further ado, what I want to do is I want to bring Jeffrey onto the show because I want you to learn from him. I want you to understand his background. I want you to understand why he has done some of the things he has done, because his story will resonate with you. So with no further ado, Jeffrey, welcome back to the show. How are you today, my friend?
Thanks, Al. That's the radio show right there. Everything I have to say is just going to bring it down from there.
Oh, so we're done. Let's go get coffee. Let's go get caffeinated. So did I get the story right? I mean, you were advised that the path to financial freedom was to get into college. So you were going to do everything in your power to attain that degree. Is that true?
Yeah, I grew up in a family of educators. Both of my parents were teachers their entire lives. You know, they went from high school to college to master's degrees, right back into teaching. And that was the path that was laid out in front of me. You know, we didn't talk about money. We didn't talk about finances. We didn't do any of that. It was just get good grades, get into college, get good grades in college, go get a good job. And, you know, then now you get to figure it out from there. You know, we just knew to stay away from dad around the 15th of the month whenever he was writing checks to pay all the bills because, you know, that wasn't a fun time. But outside of that, it was, that was the roadmap I had laid out in front of me was education, education, get a good job, and hopefully save your way to retirement.
So why the 7-year plan to a college education? I mean, were you like me? Were you a partier in college, or was it a fact that you didn't want to take on debt?
It was a 7-year plan because I went for a semester and then I got tired of school and I quit and realized that I could go make money using my body as far as construction, right? Swinging hammers, climbing on roofs, framing houses, stuff like that. I could make a lot more money and have a little bit more fun than sitting in a class for, you know, 6 or 7 hours a day. I was tired of school. I was done with school. And I didn't even want to see the inside of another classroom for a while.
So Jeffrey, what did you do in the workforce? What did you do to trade time for money to try and achieve financial freedom?
Well, I went from working in construction to selling construction materials. So I worked for a company that sold to plumbers and builders, and we sold plumbing and appliances and lighting and faucets and toilets and all kinds of stuff like that. So that was what I transitioned to from actually installing it to selling it.
Now, is there a lot of pressure in sales when it comes to construction materials?
Yeah. I mean, you know, one of my very first sales managers, he would always tell us when we walked into the first of the month. So today's the second. So I would have gotten the speech yesterday that, hey, you just went from a hero to a zero. It doesn't matter what you did last month. It's all about what you did for me lately. So that was a monthly reminder that we had sales quotas we had to meet and get your butt in gear and get out and get it done.
So what was the time commitment like? I mean, earlier in the show, I mentioned you were working literally 7:30 to 5:30, but was that the extent of your time commitment, or did it actually creep away from that?
Well, when I worked later on, it did. You know, I had a, you know, they give you the company cell phone, they give you the company gas card, and along with those things become, you know, you now are on call, right? And so we offered a service where sometimes if there was a commercial building that had a boiler go down or something like that, they could call, you know, the bat phone. And we worked a rotating on-call basis where you essentially had to go down, open the warehouse, get whatever needed to be delivered to the job site and facilitate everything about that. So that could happen at any given moment in time during, you know, a 24-hour day. So it didn't just happen, you know, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5.
So it was pretty much go, 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 go. And the expectation was you had an obligation to the organization and they really didn't care about your family life.
Yeah, for sure. Before Carla and I had kids, we'd get to the office at, you know, 7:30 in the morning. We'd work through the day, go to the gym, work out, grab dinner, go back to the office and work for a few more hours and then go home. And after having kids, we realized that wasn't going to work, but we still had the commitment of, you know, 7:30 to 5:30 for sure. And, you know, time goes by real fast when you let other people raise your kids at daycare.
Yeah. I mean, that I think that's a fundamental problem in America today is that we get so immersed in our work. We hand our kids over to other people and other people raise them and put their own values into our kids. And then they hand them back to us. And then we've got to deprogram them.
Exactly.
So what caused you to become a Lifestyles Unlimited member? I mean, was it the fact that you had a buddy that told you about it?
Well, Carla and I had paid off all of our credit card debt, all of our student debt, and we were doing what everybody does is invest in mutual funds, right? So go buy some stocks, go buy some mutual funds, and you poke that account every once in a while with a stick and tell it to do something because it's not really growing and it's not paying you, that's for sure. And we had a friend that we worked out with at the gym that was posting stuff all over social media about how many houses he was buying and renovating and renting and selling and so on and so forth. And I finally walked up to him and said, you know, hey, what is this that you're doing? And he started talking to me just like any other Lifestyles member that's been through the education. He starts throwing out industry terms like ARV and CMA and LTV and hard money. And he lost me with the alphabet soup. And he said, okay, tell you what, we've got a case study coming up next week. Be my guest, come out, check it out. And you know, once we went to case study and got to talking to some of the other members that were there and seeing the presentations, it was off to the races.
So you kind of got the bug at that point. You saw what some of the Lifestyles Unlimited members were doing with their lives. You had the benefit of knowing what your friend was doing based on what he was putting on social media. So you took the plunge. You became a member, right?
We did, yeah. We joined at the next 2-day seminar that came up, which was just a couple of weeks after that, and back in 2015, and you know, we joined and started buying single family houses as quickly as we could.
So your original game plan was to buy one or two. How did it snowball into like 12?
Because it's fun and it's addictive.
Okay, that's fair.
we just started going, and then you figure out a way. You know, the hardest thing as a member of Lifestyles Unlimited is when you run out of money. So we just kept figuring out a way to find more money to continue our investment journey, and so we just kept going.
Did you tap into those mutual funds to help fuel your investment strategy with single family houses?
That was what bought the first two houses. Yeah, we liquidated those accounts, and our broker dealer was like, "What are you doing?" And we told him we found another way to invest that was going to give us better returns. And he rolled his eyes and liquidated the account and sent us a check.
And you never looked back, right?
Didn't even look back. Nope.
So you don't mess around with mutual funds anymore.
We don't know. I mean, we keep our reserve cash and money market accounts, so it's readily available. But outside of that, no, we're 100% invested in real estate.
You know, there are people listening to us right now that the hair standing up on the back of their neck, because they've been taught that putting all of your money into one asset class, such as real estate, is very risky. What are your thoughts on that?
I think it's less risky than putting your money in the market, honestly. You know, what I never got from my mutual fund account was a quarterly distribution. We just kind of had to hope and pray that the economy would hold and that the account would continue to grow in value. But it never sent me a check like I get from all of my apartment communities. And I got monthly checks when we had single family houses. So that was the catalyst for me, was that, hey, you actually do get money, a stream of income out of the real estate investments while they continue to grow in value.
So what caused you to move from the single family space to the multifamily space?
Mainly my wife. She wanted to join as a preferred member and go multifamily day one. And I was her anchor on that. You know, I said, hey, we just came to learn about single family houses. It was such a far-fetched idea, the idea of owning apartment communities. And so, you know, now that I had proof of concept in the houses, hey, this actually works. Okay, then, you know, let's take it to the next level. You know, the proverbial, but wait, there's more, right?
So did you jump right into the lead investor role, or did you test the waters by being a passive?
We tested the waters out being a passive. We invested our first year as a multifamily investor. We invested strictly passively. We invested in 5 passive deals.
And how those deals work out for you?
They went really, really well. We had a couple of them that went just as planned, you know, 18 to 24 months, doubled our money, big, deep value add properties. And then we had some that were a little bit longer term hold that had a cash flow component. So they worked out really well.
So, I mean, by this time, I mean, you're completely sold on real estate. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk about his journey as a lead investor. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited member Lisa on how our educators and mentors share their knowledge.
The whole Lifestyles Unlimited team is just wonderful, and all the people in it is basically copying what I do so you could be successful.
Lifestyles Unlimited. Over 33 years teaching the real estate retirement roadmap. Go to GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. GiveMeTotalFreedom.com. Enter code 2024. Join the Financial Freedom Program for just $297 for 2 years. That's GiveMeTotalFreedom.com, code 2024.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I am joined by Jeffrey, and together we are working on your financial freedom. Now, if you're just joining me, you've missed a lot, and the way you can get the rest of the information, because we're not going to repeat what we've already done on the show, is go to lifestylesunlimited.com. When you get there, click on the radio tab. It may say podcast, depending on how you get there, but it doesn't matter which one it says. You will get access to all of our radio shows, and they're made available to you at lifestylesunlimited.com. And if you want to continue to listen to the shows, you can always revisit lifestylesunlimited.com and check out the shows, or you can subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show through your favorite podcast provider. I mean, that's how I get the podcast. Jeffrey, do you listen to the podcast from time to time?
I do. I've got a lot of windshield time between my house and one of the properties that we own, and that's podcast time. So I listen to try to listen to a little bit of the weekly shows every week. I don't catch them live, but I catch them on the podcast.
Do you get information? I mean, you know, I guess this is a question I've got to ask you, because I consider you a highly, and when I say highly, I mean like top tier sophisticated investor. I mean, you have great knowledge. What could you possibly gain by listening to the podcast?
It keeps you plugged in and keeps you focused. I mean, it's easy to listen to the noise that's out there, and there's a lot of it right now. And, you know, I use it to stay grounded and stay focused on what we're doing with our deals and making sure we stay plugged into the Lifestyles ecosystem.
I think that makes total sense. I mean, I think the radio shows as well as the podcast are designed not only for the non-Lifestyles Unlimited member that's trying to figure this stuff out like you and I have done, but it's also for the members, because it does exactly what you said. It keeps you plugged into the ecosystem, and I think that's very important. It's all part of the whole community aspect of what Lifestyles Unlimited is all about. Would you agree?
I agree 100%. It's all about this. I call it the Lifestyles ecosystem, but it's all about the community. I mean, one of the radio shows I listened to yesterday was one of my favorite Lifestyles members, John Pry, talking about his journey. And you know, it just reminds we all have to start somewhere, and it all starts with that first step.
Yeah, good old John Pry, the guy that will tell you never to eat your seed corn. And when you become a member, that will make total sense to you. It may not make a lot of sense to the non-member at this point. But let me change gears on you. And I want to talk to you about why you decided to become a lead investor. I mean, you've owned some single family investments. You're making good money there. You're investing passively with Lifestyles Unlimited members who are doing all the work. Why would you decide to take on the role of lead investor?
It was the path to getting out of doing single family. Right at the time, we had owned at that time, I think we owned 10 houses across San Antonio, and they were across San Antonio. They were all over the place. And so, you know, driving from one to the next and so on and so forth. For me, we always wanted to be in control. The passive route's good. You let somebody else, you know, be in control of the day to day. But, you know, I also wanted to have something where I could be in control and run the deal. And it gave me the ability to start selling off the single family houses and consolidate and have economies of scale under one roof.
It also allows you to bring in money that you don't necessarily have available to you, because you have a group of passive investors that help fuel the investment asset. Does that give you the opportunity to buy a bigger asset than you could buy on your own?
Yeah, there'd be no way at the time that we bought our first deal. You know, the total capital raise on that one was a little over $1 million, and we didn't have $1 million in the bank, but we were able to grab some partners and say, hey, do you like the metrics of this deal? Do you like the numbers here? And, you know, that first deal, we had some 20 partners that we went into, including our, you know, it's 20 total investors, including ourselves, and anywhere from $20,000 to our investment in that deal was a couple $100,000. So it allows you to bring some other people along for the ride, as long as they like the metrics of the deal.
What markets do you like to invest in?
I like tertiary Texas. I like staying out of the big cities. Three of the four that we own right now are in smaller counties west of San Antonio. We've got one deal that's in the San Antonio market, and then we've got three that are from San Antonio all the way to the U.S.-Mexico border.
So what's the difference between being in a major metropolitan city like San Antonio versus those tertiary markets that you prefer?
You don't have, you know, you've got different, the economic risk and the political risks are different. So in San Antonio, you've got a very liberal city. You've got some political risk with regard to being able to run a property according to Texas property code. They, you know, impose their will, especially during COVID. Things got a little silly with eviction bans and different stuff like that. Tertiary markets are more landlord friendly. The residents are more landlord friendly. You know, you give them a nice, clean, functional place to live, and they reward you by paying their rent on time and taking care of business. There's a pride of, call it a pride of rentership, that, you know, they see you come in and take care of what you say you're going to take care of for them, and they reward you by being good residents.
I think that's really cool. I mean, when I have been formulating what I want to do as far as investments, I was looking at the San Antonio market, and I'll be honest with you, I'm scared silly. I mean, because they have their own rules for permitting, they have their own rules, like you said, on the political side. They could make rules on the fly that could affect the investment, and it kind of scares me. So I'm actually leaning towards those tertiary markets myself. Do you think I'm on the right track?
Yeah, and I would also, you know, make sure that you don't discount the smaller municipalities that are inside San Antonio. So the property that we own in the San Antonio market is actually in a small town called Leon Valley. So it's incorporated. It's not part of the city of San Antonio ecosystem. It's got its own, you know, own city government and their own rules, and they tend to be a little more conservative than the San Antonio City Council. You still have to deal with the Bexar County rules. But I don't have to adhere to the city of San Antonio. I just have to take care of what city of Leon Valley requires me to do. So there's small municipalities that are inside the San Antonio city limits that, you know, you might not discount those. But you also have to make sure that you're making an educated decision.
How important is goal setting and putting together milestones for a member?
That's, for me, that's step one. If you go into something without a goal and without a plan to attain that goal, it's really difficult to know if you're moving in the direction that you need to be moving into. So that, to me, is one of the initial conversations that we have with our members that reach out for mentoring. You know, it's what do you want to be when you grow up, right? So, and that's kind of funny to say it that way when we're talking to adults, but you're starting something new and you know, you've got an idea of where you want to go. So let's sit down and write this down and put it somewhere where we can reference it every time we're looking at a new deal.
Yeah, I think you're spot on. I mean, I value the mentoring that I receive from not only you, but also some of the other mentors that I work with. And, you know, a lot of people would think, well, Al, you know, you're the dude on the radio. What do you need a mentor for? And here's the reason I need a mentor. I need somebody to bounce ideas off of. I need somebody to tell me whether I'm going down a rabbit hole or whether I'm going down a path that makes perfect sense to me. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's 100% right. When I started in single family, my mentor, she's still a mentor on the single family side, Jillian Garland, she would always have to pull me back and keep me away from the shiny object syndrome. You know, there was one time where we accidentally bought two or three houses all at once. And she said, what are you doing? And it's funny to say that we accidentally did it, but you know, you get in this frenzy, you get in this excitement of the transaction, and you have to step back and go, wait a second, I need to focus and stay on task on one thing. And then once you finish this one step, go to the next step. And so, you know, that's what we do. We help keep you focused, keep you with your eyes on the goal. And, you know, that's why the goal setting is most important, because we have to know, you know, what are we aiming for?
Yeah, I agree with you. I think that's, you know, important in every aspect of life, not only on like personal relationships or even for people that are currently trading time for money. They have to have some kind of goal to get out of what they're doing. And real estate can help them with that. But I mean, it's not an instantaneous fix, is it?
No, not at all. I mean, this is not a get rich quick scheme. You can't go out and do it all at once. This is something that it requires a time commitment. It requires focus. It requires diligence. It requires your focus. Most importantly, I mean, you have to stay focused on your goals, and you have to stay focused on the system. We give you a roadmap. Dell's done a wonderful job of giving us this beautiful roadmap of where we need to go. We just need to follow it and take your time while you're working your way down that roadmap.
Do you think our members legitimately have an expectation of retiring themselves in 5 years or less following that roadmap?
I do, and I believe it's achievable if you come into it with the right mindset. I mean, it takes time, it takes work. None of us are professional investors when we start into this, but you very quickly become one if you plug into the education and you plug into the mentoring and you use all of the resources that we have available. It's very easy to reach that goal. I mean, I did it myself, and you know, very, very well compensated, you know, salesperson. We replaced our income inside of 5 years on my side. So it's attainable. You just have to, again, come in with the right set of goals and the right mindset that you're going to get it done.
Well, Jeffrey, I want to thank you for being on the show today. I think you've opened the eyes of our listeners. I think you've helped them to understand that there is a better path to financial freedom than the path that they're currently on. And more importantly, you've opened up their eyes as to the potential that Lifestyles Unlimited can provide to them. Thanks a lot for being on the show. And if you want to do what Jeffrey's doing, you want to do what I'm doing, you want to do what the 50,000 members of Lifestyles Unlimited are doing, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, sign up for that free workshop, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.